You know, what's his name here? Gary?
Yes.
You're 7 minutes late.
That's exactly right.
So we have to declare now at 7:30, so we can do that here.
We can go over today.
Right. And you probably get rid of some of that guilt you've been carrying.
Romans 2. Where's Jeff? I'm going to read from 2:17 to 24. And then we're going to, as I said yesterday, we started this yesterday. And you've got to, when we read this, it's comparing, he's saying you who are called a Jew, which to the natural being, to the natural man, that's the highest order. And so everything else is less than that. So you could easily say, you who are called yourself a Muslim, you who are call yourself anything, you who call yourself a Christian, because every man, because of the curse, is a hypocrite. Because God does not look at what your outward expression is. The thing that he wants is the inward religion that's going on in you as the temple of God. And that's what must conform to him. And there isn't one of us that can do that. Therefore, our walk must be constant repentance, constant emptiness. We can never think we're doing something right. Now, so listen carefully. Behold, thou art called a Jew, or thou art called a Christian, whatever you're called. And resteth in the law, and maketh thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and this is, he's speaking satirically here, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth of the law.
So that's all satirical there, huh?
Very satirical. And if you don't believe me, let's look at the next verse. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you. This doesn't get any heavier, if you can hear it. Now I'm going to read, this is the translation. Just read along, starting in verse 17. Assuming that you bear the name of Jew and have a blind and mechanical reliance on the law and boast in God, and have a quote-unquote knowledge of his will, and after putting to the test for the purposes of approving or disproving things that differ, you approve or disapprove, being instructed in a formal way in the law, you have persuaded yourself and have come to a subtle conviction that you are a guide of the blind, a light of those who walk in darkness, a corrector of those who are without reflection or intelligence, a teacher of the immature, having only a sketch of the truth of the knowledge of God. Therefore, you who are teaching another, are you not teaching yourself? You who are constantly preaching against stealing, are you stealing? You who say, do not commit adultery, are you committing adultery? You who abhor idols as a stench, are you robbing temples? You who are making your boast in the law through your transgressions of the law, are you dishonoring God? For because of you, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles. And it's because, again, remember, Jesus took these words like adultery and stealing and idolatry and expanded them to the end of time and space. If you are appropriating, if you are quoting words that haven't been worked out in you, then according to God's law, you are stealing. If you look on a woman, if you have the slightest looking, not just on a woman, if you look on, oh, I'd love to have that new car. Oh, I want that. Then you're committing adultery, according to the scriptures. So what do we do then? How can we possibly live up to this law? What we've done in modern Christianity is we've just taken a broad brush and painted, oh, God loves us so much. No. We've created a nation of hypocrites. The only thing we can do as preachers, as teachers, as believers, is to bring forth fruit necessary for repentance. Because otherwise, if we're trying, we have a form of godliness, but we deny the power of God because we have to do it. You understand? That's why I've said so often, if you think you're doing something good, then you're not. Because you've polluted the mystery by your own, by you.
I was wondering what set Paul off here. What's going on this?
We've studied it for the last 3 weeks, Romans 1 and 2.
Yeah, no, but I was going to say something besides that.
Okay.
It's like this is the foundation and platform. Without this being the point of your vision, then you take the other road and you're adding.
Oh, I know. We say things like, God has blessed me with a giving spirit.
Yeah.
I can't believe you come here and say that the first thing in the morning.
See, you take it out of context. That's not what I said.
What did you say?
I said I was looking at James 2:1. Okay. Talking about how you should, if you see someone across, you know,
No. I know you said all that, but then you said, God has blessed me with a giving spirit.
No, I didn't say that. Screw that. I don't mean that. If I did, God forgive
you
me.
You were there. You have a witness.
Sometimes I say things I don't even mean it.
I think the way he would, if he had to say it the way he was really trying to say it, was that, since I've been such a screw-up, I have empathy for other screw-ups when I'm in the right mind.
Well, so does every other Gentile.
Okay, now listen, the thing is not, they're not proclaiming it, just doing it without any sight or seeing.
Well, right. So does every other Gentile. That's why, I mean, oh, I've suffered so much now, and now I can help you.
Well, you guys help.
No, we don't. I've never helped anybody in my life.
I think you do help, but you just may not.
If you think you're
doing it out of your own motivations, not out of true goodness.
Well, no, this is what it is. You have a form of godliness, but deny his power, his efficacy. So therefore, you do stuff
to make yourself
to gain righteousness. So you can say to yourself, in the depth of your crap, well, at least I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Okay, I see that.
But if not through Christ, it's all in vain.
It's worse than vain. It's blasphemy, right, according to what we've just said. And the name of God is blasphemed among the people because of us.
Because you deny the cross.
Right, because you are saying, I am doing something. Okay. I don't care what you're doing.
Anytime you put I on it, right?
Yeah.
No, anytime you do anything other than repent, anything else is, again, you know, I'm sure that if I thought about it, I could probably say, well, maybe I helped somebody. But I haven't. That's not the point. The only thing I've done for 35 years is bring forth fruit necessary for repentance and make fun of all your sincerity.
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
That's funny.
By all your friends like you.
No, but you shouldn't have opened your mouth, Gary. Mr. Sincerity here.
It was a carom shot.
Huh?
It was a carom shot.
Oh, I know. Let's go. We're going to do this for the Lord, and we're going to keep pumping that energy into it. Don't you see? What? You're doing it.
Oh, he raised his hand.
Who's doing
no,
it?
No, he's doing a Gary. He's pulling a Gary. He's gelling.
Oh. No, these guys are making me feel better.
Right? taking the heat off
them. No, I was feeling sorry for myself about how tired I am. I had a really bad night and blah, blah. Now we got to put this thing up this morning. And, blah, blah. And then this started over here, and suddenly I disappeared, and I'm just in the audience enjoying the show. Do it again.
Can you see the demands, the purpose? Let's go to Romans 3. We'll read ahead again.
3.
Yes.
Is that big Romans?
Romans 1.
Romans chapter 3, verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? I.e., look at me, I'm helping somebody. No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jew and Gentiles that all are under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all, and we should, you know, again, it should say we are all gone out of the way. We are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Our throat is an open sepulcher. With our tongues we use deceit. The poison of asps is under our lips. Our mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Our feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in our ways. The way of peace we have not known, and there is no fear of God before our eyes. See, if you don't understand that, then you'll be convinced that now you're in God's name, and so now your thoughts are sanctified, and whatsoever you think up is God's will. Hallelujah! He's calling me. He's given me a spirit of giving.
I'll take sandwiches.
Yeah, bring us sandwiches. I'm going to use my talents for Jesus.
I'm going to smoke that brisket.
And then you smoke your gun.
Hardcore.
Dunbar's barbecue done right.
Damn it.
Done right for Jesus.
smoking for Jesus.
Do you know what it means to take the name of the Lord in vain? And can you hear what the next part of that is? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. That means every time you put the name of God on you, your flesh, something you're doing, it means you've taken the name of God in vain, because the word vain, in vain, doesn't mean, oh, don't say God damn it. It means don't put his name on something that is corruptible, that changes with time. Does everybody understand that? Because once we do, then we will do what we just read in Romans 2.
Yeah, we want to lock God in time. Then we're kind of equal.
God in a box.
Yeah.
The reason you put God in a box is so you can control him. And everybody does it. That's why we must, and only, the repentance has to be 24 hours a day. It's leaving all of you behind, not the repentance of the world. Oh, the repentance of the world is, oh, I'm sorry I did that and I won't do it again. I'm going to do my best, and even with God's help, I can make it this time. No. That's just horseshit, and you know it. How many times have you said that? But it sounds so sincere, and you can con so many people. Repentance is seeing yourself as dead, and leaving all of you behind. That's what your baptism was. Its baptism was burying a dead body. Because you see, finally, that you died on the cross with him. Now for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Nothing else. No plans, no what I'm going to do, how I'm going to help somebody. Because I promise you, with that as an agenda, you will blaspheme the name of God among the people. Now, we haven't even started on the heavy stuff in this. Now, we know that whatsoever things the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law. Romans 3, verse 19 right now. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. The purpose of the law and the understanding of it and the seeing of it is to stop your mouth. But not just stop the mouth that you're, you know, that's so visible. Stop the mouth and of your board of elders, all of your little voices in your head. Well, how do you do that? You take up the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. The shield of faith says always and only, it is finished. And I promise you, no fiery dart. And the fiery darts are just your thoughts. And they are the fiery darts of the evil one. Let's go to see that. Ephesians 6. Is anybody understanding? General Electric Power Company. I lost Ephesians for a minute. Shut up. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Chapter 6, verse 12. No, let's go to verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The only way you can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might is when you're not there. You cannot be in your name and Jesus' name at the same time. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Now listen to me carefully. This is not about somebody in the government. This is about your mind. That's what your high places are. And that's the seed of the spiritual wickedness. And it's spiritual wickedness because every thought that you have and every plan and every idea denies the foundation, the base, which is Jesus Christ and His finished work. Therefore, and that's why blaspheme is a legal term. It means to deny the foundation. And the moment you go up to your little mountain of your mind and have some scheme and plan to fix something or do something, then you've left faith. You got it?
I have a question. Up here in 11, and where it says about the wiles of the devil, so that's not mine.
The wiles of the devil are manifested in you by your mind, which is the only enemy of God on the face of the earth, especially Ronnie's mind.
So can't blame it on the devil?
No, it's you.
You are the devil. Hey, watch it.
No. What did Jesus say? Read John 8:31-44. He said this to Jews that believed on... Don't go there now, go later. He said, "You are of your father the devil." All right.
I see.
Wherefore, take on... against the spiritual wickedness in Kevin places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Which day is that? It's all days. That's why we redeem the time, for the days are evil. How do we redeem the time? Because we are seated with Him in eternity where there is no time. That's why we exhort one another daily what it is still called today.
Can I ask a quick question? On the evil day, I heard... So that is today. That's not some day that's in the future.
No, it's every day.
Okay.
Redeem the time, for the days are evil. And Jesus said it. That's why the gift of God is eternal life, because we're not in time anymore. We're seated in eternity. And that doesn't mean you're going to be there a long, long time. It means there is no time at all. And everybody's who is home is on the face of the earth. They're deceived. It says he's deceived the entire world. All the world is wandering after the beast. And who's all the world wander after? Themselves. That's the beast. Because everything you do is for self-seeking, self-betterment, self-realization. This is why repentance is the only, it's constant. It's abandonment of self. But listen, stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It's of the wicked one. What it says in Greek. And the fiery darts are your thoughts that you so wonderfully worship. Oh, those thoughts are so sweet. Well, you haven't been very honest with yourself.
They're not so sweet.
Huh?
They're not so sweet.
Yeah, it takes a real spiritual genius to understand that, doesn't it? And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, those things are just another way of saying This is put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for your flesh. And part of your flesh is your mind. We have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is always total emptying. To give no importance to some little harebrained idea that you've got, that you've got to keep pumping energy into it. Yeah, I wouldn't have known if you hadn't told me.
I'm so glad you did.
The only thing we can do is first repent. Bring, and then by the repentance, we bring forth fruit necessary for others to repent. So that we don't buy into the lie of the world. And, oh, this is, you know, that's why David said, they will speak well of you when you do well unto yourself.
How do you bring fruit of repentance to someone?
You live it. You exhort them if you see them in the wrong path. You don't tell, you never tell anybody what to do.
Yeah, the key there is not bringing forth fruit to self-realization as opposed to repentance.
Remember,
Christians think that they're doing good works and bringing forth good fruit.
Well, that's
by
just
their actions.
That's just horseshit. The only good work is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The only will of God is Jesus Christ. The only call of God is Jesus Christ. And how that's manifest is not your business. Oh, I'm an evangelist. Oh, I'm a healer. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. Oh, I'm a. I'm God's given me the spirit of giving.
Welcome home.
Yeah, welcome home, Glenn. I know what is. Let's just give God. We're just going to give you God. Oh, we're going to give you all the praise, Father. Well, isn't that big of you?
Why wouldn't you say God has given me the spirit of taking?
Well, apparently he has.
I'm blessed.
Can you see why maybe Romans might be a very important book to really under? It says the same thing as every other page of the Bible does. But we don't read it that way. We read it to see, oh, how can I find me in here and see what I'm going to do? It's a manufacturer's handbook.
And you are in there and it does say what you're going
to do. Yeah, it says you're Cain who slew Abel. You're Adam or Eve who ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You're Nimrod who chased Jacob and Esau. You're all of them. You're Herod who slew John the Baptist. But he alone is life. He alone is truth. And he alone is the way. And he's never going to share it with you. Because I promise you, the minute he does, you think he does, and he will use it for your self-image, self-realization, to convince yourself that you're doing something worthwhile so you don't have to face the emptiness of your own soul. Am I communicating? Darren?
It's always uplifting to.
Huh? I didn't hear what he said. What?
It's always uplifting.
It's always uplifting to come here.
Well, the surprising thing is it is.
Actually.
Because you it just sort of rids you of all your con.
Oh, it is?
And then yeah, I mean, I feel the joy that I'm just leveled. Like you said one time, it's like a machine gun that just tears.
Harry calls it a ice water colonic first thing every morning.
Yeah, it's almost a relief that I don't have to. Because my head was right where you were talking about, man. I mean, my head was there, and now it's temporarily removed.
until the next time.
So it's constant repentance through the day.
So whatever brings either one of you to come over here?
I think about this place. I told you that, man. I'm thinking about you guys every day. Every day. That's not a lie. I mean, I do.
Why would anybody want to hear me speak?
Because it's the truth. You know, I mean, it's not you. It's just the word speaking through.
Oh, my mind.
Now, what'd you say?
I wasn't begging the question.
Why do people ask rhetorical questions?
See, it's a spiritual wickedness in Kevin places, I told you. That was pretty good, Kevin. Take it, big guy.
That was a Jack Handy
kind. I just don't like your tone. What'd you say, baby?
You're unbalanced. Oh, yeah.